A flag-raising event was held in front of the courthouse Tuesday morning to mark Probus Club's month in Bradford, West Gwillimbury. Mayor Rob Keffer was joined by Deputy Mayor James LeDuc, Caun; Peter Ferragini, Caun; Mark Contois and Caun; Raj Sandhu and members of both BWG Probus Clubs for the proclamation and flag-raising. The goal of Probus Clubs is to provide fellowship, friendship and fun for men and women in their retirement, and semi-retirement years to encourage healthy minds and bodies and socialization with other retirees in the community, the mayor read as part of the proclamation. The flag was raised but quickly brought down to half-staff in honor of the two South Simcoe constables who lost their lives in the line of duty last week. Bunny Kaufman, president of the Probus Club of Bradford, thanked the town, mayor and council for supporting Probus. I would also like to thank the town of Bradford for supporting not only one but two Probus clubs. We're having a wonderful time here, said Kaufman. I am so glad that we have these Probus clubs here and so many people are participating, and really it is a gift to this town, and thank you all for making this happen for us, said Relly Weisinger, president of the 2nd Bradford Probus Club. This was Keffer's final flag raising as outgoing mayor for the town of Bradford, West Gwillimbury. Keffer's wife Jean is a member of the Probus Club of Bradford. Hopefully when I am retired from politics, maybe I can join in a lot more, he said. It's always a good time when you're with Probus. Bradford got its first club in 2010 and has grown into two clubs, Probus Club of Bradford and Probus Club of BWG. Both clubs are full at the moment, with a waiting list. Asked if there was a possibility of opening a third club, Kaufman and Weisinger say it is a possibility, and they are currently discussing the idea. Probus started in Canada in 1985, for retired and semi-retired individuals looking to keep busy and active in their communities. The original founders were two men, both commuters, who were bored and looking for something to do after they had retired. Originally called the Campus Club, it eventually became the Probus Club, which was short for Professional Business Club. Their idea spread with clubs starting to pop up all over the world. It eventually made its way to Canada in 1986, after a man by the name of John R. Morris from Cambridge, Ontario, formerly known as Galt, Ontario, had started his own club after visiting one in New Zealand. It used to be that Probus clubs were designed for those who only worked in professional fields, but over the years, it has shifted to a more inclusive membership. There are 256 clubs all across Canada, men's, women's and mixed groups, with approximately 40,000 members. To learn more about Probus, visit the Probus Canada website here.